The Medrash in the Parsha tells us that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Mechartim Beno Shel Rachel Be'esum Kesef, you sold my dear son, the son of Rachel, for 20 silver coins. Lefikach Yeh Kol Echad Ve'echad Mafrish Erech Beno Chamishim Shalom. Therefore, each one of you has to give 5 shalom for Pidyon HaBen. Comes along Amar Yehuda Bar Simon in the Medrash, that no, it's not the Pidyon HaBen, that's Mechaper, it's really Machzir Shekel. Each person has to give Machzir Shekel, which is supposed to be a Kapara, a Tikkun, for Mechiras Yosef. So I understand, if you understand that Mechitza Shekel, the Shkalim, is the Kapara. See, every single Jew has to give a Shekel, every single Jew is responsible. All the Shvatim are responsible for Mechiras Yosef. But if you assume that the takana, the kapara for Mechiras Yosef, is the Pidyon HaBen, so how is it possible that those families that don't have a Pidyon HaBen, Shevet Levi, Shevet Kehuna, families who have a firstborn girl, how are they going to accomplish the proper tikkun and the proper kapara for their involvement of Mechiras Yosef? So Chaim Ephraim Zaitchik has a beautiful piece in Or Chadash in the Parsha, and he explains as follows. Mechaven shemedubar b'mishenola lo ben rishon. We're talking about a family that's firstborn is a son. Shaz hasimcha hi ma'od gedol l'avu l'aim u'l'chol mishpacha. When the firstborn child is a son, there's tremendous simcha in the family. Hare nochet az ma'od l'mnoa sheyishkach m'Yisrael ha'asen ha'gadol. When a person is at a height of simcha, it's very likely that they're going to forget the terrible things, the churban beis hamikdash, shegarim las hagalas harucha va'amara, that's causing for us all the bitterness in the galus, this long galus that we're in. For us, kedei lahaktin ma'at nes simcha, in order to minimize the simcha, tzarech l'shalim chamisha shloim. We need to pay 5 shloim. Shukimo taskaras al churban. It's a reminder of the churban. Hu adin l'takein l'lizkor mechiras Yosef. Also reminds us of the terrible sale of Yosef Tzadik. So we have to pay it to minimize this great simcha that we're experiencing. To the pasuk in Tehillim that David says, Tidbak l'shani l'chikim lo eskirechi. Let my tongue touch my mouth. So if I don't remember, Imlo Alas Yushalayim al Rosh Simchasi, at the height of the Simcha, Bisha Miromemes Sheba Yesh Gali Simcha. When there's tremendous Simcha, al Rosh Simchasi, Kaim Oz Chov, then there's the obligation of to balance it, to neutralize it a bit. Lizkor Lahalos al Rosh Avelus Yushalayim. We have to place the ashes on the head to neutralize the Simcha. V'chein Yeh Lanu Lekach Tov. This is an important lesson for us. Important takeaway. Shaf bios adam b'simcha, a person's in a state of happiness and joy. Bal yishkach es tzar chaveri. You can't forget the pain your friend is experiencing. V'tzar kol adam b'Yisrael, and the pain of every Jew. She yidag she simcha she yeshnu b'ma'ona lo tispashet b'tzura chazaka midai. V'leo tiyay ra'esh es yesa amida. That they're worrying that the simcha that they're having up in Shemayim, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'on, in his abode, is not going to spread itself to them. Ad shetegi alozneh anedava v'amuna. What's going to happen is you're going to have this big simcha, and the person who's in pain is going to hear about the simcha. V'amis yasir, v'amis abel al eder, mishel mishpachto. He's busy mourning a certain loss or trouble he's struggling through. O she'anius medachaso, or his poverty is really bad. Oshibachal Mazal Rajas has bad mazal, can't keep a job. Ve'ein Hashem Mishachekeslo, he never has a good zman, and he hears that his neighbor is experiencing this great simcha. You have to be sensitive, even when you're experiencing tremendous simcha. The Gemara Megillah Chavches tells us that Shalul Rabbi Zeira, the Asr Rabbi Zeira, others say the Asr of Adbar Ava, B'mar Achta Yamim. What does he attribute his long life to? And he explains with a long list of things. One of them is, Lo Sasti Dvitakolas Chaveira. I never rejoiced over the disgrace, embarrassment, and ridicule of my friend. L'chaora, asks Rav Zaitchik, Eiza mita tova miuchadash yesh nakan, because the guy didn't make fun of his friend? That gave him a long life? Who makes fun of friends? Shalaya sameach b'takolas chaveru ad shebiglal zeh zachal arichas yamim, that's a cause for long life? Halo simcha b'takolas chaveru himida megunav achzaris. Usually the things listed are things that are above and beyond. Ulayish lefarish, he explains of Zaitchik, maybe you could explain as follows. When a person experiences great joy in this world, he marries off a child, or he marries into a very chasha family, or any other type of simcha, a bar mitzvah, a bas mitzvah, a birth. In that time, his friend or his neighbor, or a acquaintance, shari bitzar, is going through pain. He's got a terrible mazel. He can't hold on to his job and his mortgage. He can't pay his bills. Things are not going smooth for his friend or his neighbor. He's got sons and daughters. Of a marriageable age. Wasn't able to marry any of them off. He's poor, can't pay for a yeshiva, can't pay for anything, for a wedding. Because of his poverty, it's causing more pain to him and shown bias. He's now depressed and sad and crying. Yishtadil azbal simcha. The one who's experiencing the simcha, levater al asmaman rashanim al simcha. He should try to remove that noise, to not let it be as big as it could be. Lahan mich bekol tatzala, shimad beparsum asimchaso, not make it so public. Hakol kidesh lo lahachiv es shcheinonatu, give greater pain to his neighbor, or krovo, or his relative, or yedido, or his dear friend. It shouldn't come off as arrogant. So we learn from this the idea of being sensitive to others, that when you're experiencing a tremendous simcha and others are not, don't make a big production. Yes, enjoy your simcha, but don't put it in the person's face. Be overly sensitive to everyone around you.